Civilization, presented by Dr. Norley Dumaurier.
Dr. Albert Schweitzer, who gave up the lure of the cities for the steamy jungles of Africa and turned a deaf ear to the adulations of the crowd that thronged to hear his concerts and listened instead to the cry of the suffering African Negroes who called to him, "White man, help us," was born on January the 14th, 1875, at Kaiserberg in Upper Alsace-Lorraine. Love of mankind and music were the two great factors in the molding of his life. At the age of 28, Albert Schweitzer became a leading interpreter of Bach and was appointed as organist to the Bach Society of Paris. At the age of 30, although renowned as a musician, philosopher, and theologian, the call of the African people led him back to his old university at Strasbourg to study medicine in order to fit himself for his future career of missionary doctor. To pay for his medical studies, he gave a series of Bach concerts in Paris and there met some very famous people. We now find him at a soiree at the home of the Comtesse de Pourtal.
Oh, that was glorious, Dr. Schweitzer. Oh, thank you, Dr. Schweitzer. I've never heard Bach played so divinely.
Oh, but then, Countess, Bach is a divine subject.
Entrusted to worshipping hands when you paint his musical portrait. And now your charming little fiancée is coming towards us. She's very lovely, Doctor. The gods have been lavish in their gifts to you. You're a doctor of philosophy, a professor of literature, an eminent musician, a great authority on organ construction, a promising physician, and now the fortunate possessor of the love of beautiful Helen Breslau.
Oh, Albert, it was heavenly. Superb.
Oh, thank you, my
I cannot
dear.
Imagine how you would bring yourself to the point of giving it all up. Music is your life and soul.
Give it up? What nonsense, Helen. Of course he's not going to give it up. He couldn't.
Then you haven't heard, Countess.
Heard what, dear?
That Albert is going to the Lambourine Mission in West Africa as soon as he raises the necessary finance.
Dr. Schweitzer, is this true?
Yes, Countess. That was my object in returning to my old university 7 years ago, to study medicine in order that I might go out and work for the sick and suffering people of the African forest.
But when did this idea occur to you?
Oh, years ago, when I was a little boy. I used to listen to my father's appeals on behalf of these poor souls, neglected, sick, victims of disease, crawling away into the jungles like stricken beasts to die horribly and alone. The white people of the world have physicians, surgeons, hospitals. Why shouldn't the black people have the same? They are God's children, even as we are, and they suffer in their afflictions, even as we do. For sickness knows no color line, and death is the grand, leveler.
Yes, but why should a man with the intellectual and musical world at his feet bury himself alive in those steamy jungles amidst a lot of heathen savages?
Oh, Countess, suppose some poor stricken creature cried out to you for aid. Would you pass them by unheeding?
No, it would be scarcely human to do so.
At Lambourine Mission, hundreds cry out for aid. They come from the jungles. They are brought in canoes down the river for miles. They are like little children who believe utterly in the white man's magic. They beg and implore the missionaries to treat them and have to be turned away, because there is no doctor to attend. The thought of their sufferings haunts me night and day, and I shall never rest until I go out to them, for they need me. Every night, every day, I seem to hear their pitiful cry ringing in my ears, "Help us, white man, come and help us."
Later, Dr. Schweitzer and Helen Breslau were married, and on March the 26th, 1913, they embarked at Bordeaux for the Lambourine Mission in West Africa, where we now find Morel, the missionary, and a group of natives eagerly awaiting the arrival of the river steamer and the great white doctor.
Mr. Morel, sir. How long for steamer arrive?
It should be here at any moment now, Joseph.
Great doctor have many sick people wait for him to come.
Yes, Joseph. From 8 o'clock this morning, there's been a constant stream of them arriving.
Dr. Schwartz. How you say him, Mr. Morrell, sir?
Schweitzer. Schweitzer, Joseph.
Pretty hard fella, that. Me no can say him. Me call him Bart instead.
I don't think Dr. Schweitzer will mind.
All right, doctor.
Here's the steamer coming round the bend of the river now. Come along, Joseph. Come along, boys. Don't forget what I told you. When the great white doctor appears, you give big fella cheer. Come on, let's go down to the landing stage.
Well, here we are at last, Mr. Morrell.
And you don't know how delighted I am to see you, sir. And you too, madam. I hope you won't find the awful climate too trying.
I'm going to be kept so busy helping my husband that I won't have time to notice it, Mr. Morrell.
That's the spirit we want out here. Your help will be invaluable. And both of you will gain medical experience, the like of which you would not gain in a lifetime in a European hospital. You have trained as a nurse, I suppose, Mrs. Schweitzer?
Yes, both general and obstetric.
What a godsend you will be to these women. And you, Professor, will have an assortment of diseases to treat. Malaria, leprosy, elephantiasis, sleeping sickness, dysentery, pneumonia, and diseases of the heart. Dysentery is the most prevalent, and epidemic after epidemic sweeps through the villages.
Well, luckily, I've brought a plentiful supply of drugs, and with proper isolation, we shall be able to combat these epidemics. Oh, by the way, Mr. Morrell, I hope you are able to erect those corrugated iron buildings which I requested in my letters. Eh?
Unfortunately, I was unable to do so, Doctor. Labor is very scarce, as the trade in Akumi wood has only just started to flourish.
Oh, we'll have to manage without them then until I can build them myself. We've got about 70 packing cases on the boat containing drugs and surgical equipment. I would like to see them safely ashore.
Oh, you can leave that to Joseph.
And who is Joseph, eh?
Joseph Azawani is the cook. He's had a fairly good schooling and might be useful to you as interpreter. Here he comes now with some of your page.
Yes.
Hi, Joseph.
Yes, Mr. Morrell, sir.
Dr. Schweitzer has 70 valuable cases on the boat, and he wants them brought ashore. They must be handled with the greatest of care, for they contain the magic medicines and instruments with which the great white doctor is going to cure the sick people. Can you be trusted to see that they are brought safely ashore?
Yes, Mr. Morrell, sir.
Oh, that's the boy. Thank you, Joseph.
Thank you, Buzz. Plenty sick people waiting for you, Buzz.
Great white doctor, you take away pain devil from black man?
Yes, I take it away.
You take him away from this fella here?
Well, tell me now, where's the pain, old man, eh?
Him say pain in stomach, at top of leg.
Ah, nasty swelling.
What do you think it is, Albert?
Double hernia, my dear. Carry the sick man to my quarters, you boys. There. Move carefully and try not to jolt him. Joseph. Open the two cases marked with a red cross as quickly as you can. Bring them to my quarters.
Yes, Buzz.
Hurry. Come along, Helen. We must prepare for an immediate operation.
For a time, Schweitzer's operating theater was a fowl house. But later, a proper hospital was erected where for 4 years the doctor and his wife ministered to the suffering natives. At the beginning of September 1917, Schweitzer and his wife were taken to France and interned as aliens. After the war, they were released and immediately set about raising funds to enable them to return to their mission in Africa. In 1924, we find them in Strasbourg at a farewell reception given by the faculty of the university in honor of Dr. Schweitzer.
Gentlemen, we are gathered here tonight to bid farewell to Dr. Schweitzer, who leaves in a few days for his mission in West Africa, leaving behind him the memory of his glorious music. We shall miss you, Dr. Schweitzer, and also your organ recitals, which have enriched our souls.
Oh, thank you, Professor. They have also enriched my mission at Tambourine, eh? and the money they have brought me will enable me to carry out many necessary alterations when I return there.
You are an amazing man, Dr. Schweitzer, and a credit to this old university, which is indeed proud of you and your name, which stands forth from the obscurity of West Africa, not only as the beloved physician and friend of the natives, but as one of the truly great souls of modern times. Yeah. You went forth in Christ's name to minister to his black-skinned children. And if it be true that life is to be measured, not by the wine drunk, but the wine poured forth, then there is truth in saying, Dr. Schweitzer is one of the greatest of living men. Gentlemen, I give you Dr. Schweitzer, theologian, philosopher, musician and physician, who has poured out so rich a treasure of learning and art and has thrown away so carelessly the great prize of musical achievement for these, his black brethren. May God bless you, Dr. Schweitzer, and keep you always.